Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Greetings. Yes, this is Nazim Rashid. All right. Very good. I'm so glad you tune in today for a fantastic show. All right, yes, fantastic show. And this is the Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth Part 12, I believe. Yes, Part 12. Okay, all right. Got to a late start here, but no problem here. We're moving on. It's not about how you fall down, but how you get up, for sure. Okay, so I've been conducting this series for quite a while now, and I always encourage those who want to hear the rest of the story to go back into the archives, blogtalkradio.com/emailalfred, and scroll down and you'll see the archives and see my picture there, and you'll see Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth. You can download this to your hard drive and make CDs or put it into your iPod. You know, you burn CDs, share them, give them away as gifts. How about that? That's a good birthday gift, huh? Or a holiday gift. Yeah, for sure. Especially if this kind of gift can transform their lives. Absolutely. Okay. This series is based on my book, the personal growth areas of my book called Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. And you can get this book on Amazon and Barnes Noble in the ebook fashion if you have Kindle or Nook. You can go into the Barnes Noble stores, actually. It might be on the shelf. If not, you can order it. And if you're in other parts of the world, you can go to your nearest bookstore. And because it is on the Barnes Noble list, you can actually have your local store order for you. All right? Okay, my website, cloudsofabundance.com. www.cloudsofabundance.com. Okay? And my email, nrbookclub@gmail.com. nrbookclub@gmail.com. Okay, covered all that? Okay, very good. I was trying to sign in today for some kind of reason. I wasn't able to sign into the show. So if you guys are calling in, you just have to listen because I have no way of even connecting with you right now for some reason. There's some kind of issue with the Blog Talk website. So I can't go in there and just chat with you. So unless something changes, we just have to listen to me. And if something breaks here, I'll let you know. If I can't see your name or your number, if it pops up, normally I'll see that. And if you hit your number one on your telephone pad, I'll bring you in on the conversation so you can be a part of this discussion and I can answer your questions. But right now, there's some kind of issue going on. So we'll have to work on that as I'm talking. Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, all right. Well, last time we were talking about, codependency. And, again, this is for not only you parents, but for those who just want to live a better, productive life for themselves. If you want to prepare to be parents, or you just want to prepare for a great, glorious, fantastic, inspired, motivating life, it's that too. Yeah, absolutely. So we actually finished our addictions area and codependency, which is very, very key to understand what that's all about if you want to model the right image for your little ones, and I have the best model for yourself. Yeah, for sure. So now after that, you know, is my 12 Principles of Recovery chapter, but instead of looking at the recovery, since we're looking at personal growth and conscious parenting, we're going to look at an aspect is really looking at character defects. Mm-hmm. Yeah, character defects. Because if you have these character defects and you are not addressing those things, your kids see those defects and they actually absorb those defects and makes them part of their internal makeup, then they too have those same defects. All that comprises a dysfunctional life. You don't want to have that for your children. Yeah, dysfunctional life. Yeah. So we're going to talk about the defects. And again, if you have the book Reconnected, we're looking at the 12 Principles of Recovery chapter and so forth. All right. So you got that? All right. So And actually, the fourth principle is called, we made a searching, fearless, emotional inventory of ourselves. Okay? Okay. So, I'm saying that we need to find out what is motivating us to do the things that we do. All right? In this principle, we learn that there are certain inclinations, characteristics, emotions, and traits that synergistically work to create our emotional inventory. We need to know what is in our internal cabinet. Oh, yeah. We need to make a list, an inventory to see what we should keep and honor, what we need to discard and never let back in. Honest self-assessment is one of the keys to our new way of life. Yeah, a new way of life. When we were using, we're talking about drugs here now, this applies, we're not being honest with ourselves. So we begin the getting honest process when we admit that addiction, in this case, has defeated us and that we need help. We begin writing down our traits or character defects. Here it comes, the character defects, such as jealousy, greed, lust, procrastination, hatred towards others and self, insecurity, pride, fear, depression, loneliness, and lack of self-worth and love, love of children and family, open-mindedness, willingness to try new ideas. Okay? Now, there are plenty of healthy traits in all of us. Healthy traits. But unfortunately, many of us cannot see these traits because they are concealed by all of the negative characteristics that prevail in our present realities. See, before we can see the beauty, we have to clear away the brushes of the imposing cultural, societal, environmental standards that we have accepted as our internal makeup. See, it doesn't matter how long we have held on to certain behaviors or how long we won't be accepted anymore in our circles, all right? If those traits do not serve the higher aspects of you, throw them out. Yeah, throw them out. Your mother might not like you anymore. Your father might not like what you're doing. Your other family members might feel you are leaving the family and say, how dare you disrespect this family like that? Don't you care how breaking away from our traditions is making us feel? Your buddies might talk really bad about you and say you are a sellout. Well, you might find yourself alone a lot, maybe feeling abandoned by those you love and respect. All these things might happen to you. So what? So what? If those standards do not serve the higher interests, your higher interests, they have to go. This means everything. Don't hold on to anything that weighs you down. If the people you know are attached to those old standards, then they have to go as well. Yeah, they got to go as well. I'm going to investigate. Okay, I'm going to talk about some commonly held character defects. Okay? A lot of you have. And contrast them with their positive character traits, positive counterpart. So you have to formally recognize what is there as you look in the mirror. See what effects that defect has caused in your life and be willing to replace it with its positive counterpart trait. All right? Now, as you listen to these following character defects, take special note of what resonates within you. When you feel that special vibe that says, yeah, this one sure fits me all right, then stop. Stop right there. Go no further, all right? Stop right there. Make a note. Write it down. See how that character kept you from your higher self and kept you from honestly seeing what that character defect has been doing to your heart, mind, and soul. See, some of these particular defects were taken. Anyway, I grabbed some things for the traditional AA 12 steps of recovery. Anyway, the first one I'm going to talk about is false pride. Yeah. False pride. Addicts. Addicts tend to do things in excess. Be it getting angry, talking over someone, drinking or taking drugs, controlling loved ones and family members, and having excessive pride. Mm-hmm. False pride also means being so thin-skinned that we have trouble admitting any human weaknesses at all. Grandiosity is a good synonym for this word. False pride can keep you from looking at your own behavior. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, false pride. Anybody have this in their internal makeup? Now, the opposite, the positive character traits, and the counterpart to this one is humility. Yeah, humility. Okay? Humility represents the counterpart. You might say the humility is the angel to the devil, false pride. With humility, you learn that it is safe to admit that you gave up your self-control, temporarily powerlessness, and unmanageability. Okay? Being humble doesn't mean being weak. No. Don't get it twisted like that. It means accepting ourselves, our strengths, and to a lesser degree, our weaknesses. Yeah. So that's real important. We no longer give attention to our weaknesses as we have, but turn our attention to that which can and will save us, and that is our strength. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. There's a certain peace that comes with genuine humility. Genuine humility. With humility comes a realization that the universe does not revolve around you, and you feel humbled and truly blessed that you have been chosen by God to witness his recovery process in you. What he can do for you, he can do for others, and can do it through you, using you to get to those in need. See, that is a humbling realization that, you know, it really brings a heightened sense of gratitude for the whole process. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody feel that? All right. Now, the next character defect I want to talk about is perfectionism. Perfectionism. Okay? Anybody got that? Okay. All right. If you don't have it, you know someone who does. So think about them if it doesn't fit you. Okay? All right. Too often, we are unwilling to accept human mistakes. Yeah.